From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Recently, Dr. Cairns began a series of studies in Psalm 119. The subject of the psalm is the Word of God, expressed in many different ways. As he expounds the teachings of this psalm, Dr. Cairns is emphasizing the theme of living clean in an unclean world. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Ezra chapter 7 and verse 22. Salt without prescribing how much. Salt was used in every offering made by fire unto the Lord, and from its preserving and purifying properties, it was the grateful emblem of divine grace in the soul. It is worthy of our attentive regard that when Artaxerxes gave salt to Ezra the priest, he set no limit to the quantity. And we may be quite certain that when the King of Kings distributes grace among his royal priesthood, the supply is not cut short by him. Often we are straitened in ourselves, but never in the Lord. He who chooses to gather much manna will find that he may have as much as he desires. There is no famine in Jerusalem, that the citizens should eat their bread by weight and drink their water by measure. Some things in the economy of grace are measured. For instance, our vinegar and gall are given us with such exactness that we never have a single drop too much. But of the salt of grace no stint is made. Ask what thou wilt, and it shall be given unto thee. Parents need to lock up the fruit cupboard and the sweet jars, but there is no need to keep the salt box under lock and key, for few children will eat too greedily from that. A man may have too much money or too much honor, but he cannot have too much grace. When Jeshurun waxed fat in the flesh, he kicked against God. But there is no fear of a man's becoming too full of grace. A plethora of grace is impossible. More wealth brings more care, but more grace brings more joy. Increased wisdom is increased sorrow, but abundance of the Spirit is fullness of joy. Believer, go to the throne for a large supply of heavenly salt. It will season thine afflictions, which are unsavory without salt. It will preserve thy heart, which corrupts if salt be absent. And it will kill thy sins, even as salt kills reptiles. Thou needest much, seek much, and have much.
Thank you.
At this season of the year, the thoughts of God's people turn with special emphasis to the miracle of the Incarnation, the incomprehensible truth of Emmanuel, God with us. The Apostle John wrote, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Prior to the birth of the Lord Jesus, Joseph was told, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." To assist you in meditating upon the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into the world, we're happy to offer a unique publication called The 12 Days of Christmas. Written by Roger Ellsworth, an experienced minister and writer, The 12 Days of Christmas is a small paperback book containing 24 devotions, each including a short scripture reading, several paragraphs, and a concluding To Think About section that draws lines of application from the text to modern-day life. The book is intended to help the hearts and minds of believers to focus on the wonder of the Incarnation, as well as to encourage unbelievers to come in repentance and faith to Christ. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make this inspirational booklet available free of charge to our listening audience. You may have a copy simply by contacting us by phone, email, or regular mail. You may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or if you wish, you may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We encourage you to request your free copy of The 12 Days of Christmas while supplies last. Recently, Dr. Cairns began a series of messages on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The text for the series is Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. The opening message was based on verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his second message, which focuses on verse 10. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. In this message, entitled The Importance of a Vital Prayer Life, Dr. Cairns is explaining what it means to live clean. In the Bible, we find that God has touched on every area of our lives, giving the guidelines on the life that pleases Him. Ignorance of God's Word will open us to all kinds of sin, but daily study of the Scriptures will greatly affect our walk by their sanctifying power. And now, to bring God's Word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
In every area of our lives, doesn't matter what it is, the Scripture has clear commandment and clear instruction. The Bible talks about your marriage. I know husbands love to hear it when preachers quote Ephesians chapter 5 and tells them, wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as unto the Lord. Ephesians 5:22. The Bible says that. And the Bible means it. And I know we can joke and all the rest of it, but I want to tell you, part of the breakdown in families is because so many Christian women are unwilling to trust God and believe that God knows best. And the reality is, they are the manipulators. As my sister used to say, my husband is the head of our house, but I'm the neck. And there's many a time that's true. And you do it to the destruction of your home and your family and your marriage and your own happiness. What husbands don't too often like to hear is that the same scripture says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. God has not made husbands little tin pot dictators. They don't like to hear, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church, with that selfless, sacrificial, notice this, sanctifying love. And if your love for your wife is not putting her before you, you don't love as Christ loved. If your love for your wife is not one that costs you, that you are sacrificing, you don't love as Christ loved. And most of all, if your love for your wife does not have a sanctifying effect to make her a holier woman and bring her to the feet of the Savior and bring her to the throne of grace, then you are not loving as Christ loved. That's the command of God. We try to bring a little Bible into our homes. We may or may not have family devotions. I am scandalized at the number of husbands and wives that never pray together. Number of children who grew up, they never hear their father, particularly their father, kneel beside them and lead them in prayer. But now and again we bring a little Bible into our homes. And we try to attach it as a principle onto the big elephant of the world that's controlling the home. And wonder what's going wrong. Let me tell you, husband or wife, no matter what it costs you, you obey God in this with your eyes on Jesus. He talks about your home and your children. Children obeying their parents in the Lord and parents not provoking their children to wrath. He talks about your work and your business, providing things honest in the sight of men. He talks about your church life and your worship and your service. How you ought to behave yourself, 1 Timothy 3, verse 15. How you ought to behave yourself. in the house of God. The scope of these commandments. You could go on forever. What is holy living? What is clean living? It is living according to God's commandments. Not just in one area, but in all areas. The old Puritans used to talk about a comprehensive holiness. In other words, the gospel affects every part of my life. Christians are not part-time believers. The gospel does not just apply to church. It applies to church, it applies to home, it applies to work. It applies in private, it applies in public. It applies to my thoughts, it applies to my motives. It applies to my words, it applies to my walk. It applies to everything. Paul said, we live by faith. The life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That's how we live the gospel out in our lives. What do I believe? This is where the motivation comes to obey the Word of God. What do I believe? Well, now God has told me in the light of what I believe, this is what I ought to do. I get the power to do it by the exercise of faith. Let my mind be filled with what I believe. Genuinely let my mind and heart be filled with what I believe. And what I believe will direct and it will conduct me in the right way and it will control what I do. That's the Bible way. It's the scope of God's commandments. Now, the thought here is of submission to them. See, it's one thing to know them. I haven't said a word this morning that's new to any Christian. I haven't said a word this morning with which any Christian really can take issue. There's no controversy that the Bible gives us commands in all these areas. We all know that. But we're not all submitting to it. Submission. This is a theme that runs through this 119th Psalm. Over in verse 145. He says, I cried with my whole heart. Do you see the complete parallel with our text? With my whole heart have I sought thee. He says, I cried with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. What's he saying? I will keep thy statutes. I will keep thy statutes. The idea here is submission. And if time permitted, we could go right through this 119th Psalm. And you would see, verse 30, I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I led before me. Verse 31, I have stuck unto thy testimonies. Now, I'm not going to go through the rest of the Psalm. There's a whole list of similar statements. But this will sufficiently show us that when the psalmist here is saying, Lord, I'm seeking your face about this with my whole heart, he's not asking God for instruction in order to have a debate about it. He's not asking to know the Lord's will in order that he may decide whether he's going to do it or not. He's saying, Lord, you've given me your commandments. My heart is I want to stick to your commandments. I have stuck to them. And if we're here this morning and we've got to say, Lord, I have not been sticking to your commandments. I have been deliberately avoiding them. I've been closing my heart to them. I've been closing my mind to them. I've been getting some excuse to get away around them. Then it's time for confession, repentance, and restoration. Submission. And here's the beauty of it. Where there is submission to God's commandments, we'll find that there's a sanctifying power in those commandments. For example, in verse 45, he says, I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. You see, the man who is set in the way of God's commandments is a man who will walk at liberty. The bondage of sin broken. The bondage of habits broken. The bondage of the world broken. Walking at liberty. when he's seeking God's commandments. Moses went so far as to tell the children of Israel, Deuteronomy 32:47, speaking of obedience to the Lord's commandments, he said, "It is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life." It is your life. This is your life. Now, there's nothing can be simpler. We were singing this morning from Psalm 19, verse 9, the fear of the Lord, which is another one of the words that the psalmist used regarding the word and worship of the Lord. He says, the fear of the Lord is clean. Paul told Timothy, we would need to get this in this day, bodily exercise profiteth little. So the next time you run into the gym to pump iron and get muscles and all the rest of it, remember what the Holy Ghost says. It profits for a little time. He's not saying it doesn't profit. He's saying it profits for a little time. That's the force of the word there. But godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise that now of life that now is, and of that which is to come. Godliness will benefit you in this life, and godliness has fruits for all eternity. There's a big, big subject there I'm not even getting into, but I want you to see the reality of it. Godliness has fruits for all eternity. There is a sanctifying power in the blessed word of God. Godliness, for example, brings contentment, and it brings great gain. That's here and now. There is a sanctifying power in the word of God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.